Jekka News, you need to know now.
Johannesburg and Imlachlinie 18, Pretoria 21. The bodies of an adult and a child were found in a house that burned down in Vosloorus this morning. This comes after the city of Ekurhuleni firefighters responded to the fire while the two were trapped in the building. Spokesperson for the city's emergency services, William Nlatli, says the cause of the fire is still under investigation.
This morning around about 5 o'clock, we received a call of a house on fire. On arrival, firefighters from Zonke Zizo Fire Station found the house was well alight and they managed to contain and extinguish the blaze. Following the information that there was an entrapment, search, rescue and recovery was conducted.
The South African National Police Service has shot and killed an alleged kidnapping mastermind from Mozambique. The anti-kidnapping task team was searching for an abducted Pakistani businessman this week, starting in Midrand, where two vehicles were seized and two suspects were arrested. The businessman is still missing and a rescue effort is underway. SAPS spokesperson Atlena Mate says they then proceeded to Four Ways, where a shootout ensued.
And one suspect was fatally wounded, and upon further investigation, it was discovered that a 40-year-old Mauro Mugambe Jr. is a wanted kidnapping kingpin in Mozambique, where he has been linked to several kidnappings. His warrant of arrest was issued by Maputo Police in August 2024.
The Public Servants Association says it is extremely concerned that a critical staff shortage at the Hawks has reached an unacceptable level with a negative impact on service delivery. The association's Cloud Naka says the organization has 5,332 positions, but only 2,688 posts are filled. He says the concerning situation demonstrates a lack of willingness by government to combat serious and organized crime.
The staff shortage has led to delays in finalizing investigations, particularly in complex cases involving multiple jurisdictions and high-profile corruption. This delay undermines public trust in the Hawks' ability to deliver justice promptly. The underfunded Hawks even outsource key cases as it does not have capacity.
And U.S. President Donald Trump escalated his criticism of the Federal Reserve Chair Jerome Powell. He is publicly considering whether to fire the official and appoint himself to the central bank. The Republican leader, who constantly berates Powell over the bank's decisions not to lower interest rates, took to social media to smear the banker. More on jackaroundfm.com. Click on news. I'm Miel Pinaar. Hoofdnuusdier. Twee mense is dood na 'n brand by 'n huis in Vosloorus.
Jacaranda FM.
Come on!
Jacaranda FM.
This is the CTM Top 40.
Baby.
With Danny Painter, CTM proud sponsor of the CTM Top 40. CTM, big savings, more style. Number 40.
Game. Game start.
Kissy face, kissy face, sent to your phone, but I'm trying to kiss your lips for real. Red hearts, red hearts, that's what I'm on, yeah. Come give me something I can feel.
It's whatever.